You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a trip to a winter wonderland.
Every night between Thanksgiving and Christmas, about 300 homes in a West Dallas neighborhood light up their houses and their yards with their best holiday decor. Candy Cane Lane has been a staple since 1985, serving as a spectacular tradition for many families and friends. WPR's Mallory Chang takes us on a tour of the festive streets.
Candy Cane Lane has been one of the places that a lot of my friends from the Milwaukee area said I should visit, but I have to admit, I hadn't gotten a chance to yet, until tonight.
First impressions, walking through Candy Cane Lane, a lot of candy canes. Okay, there's a lot of lights on this one. This one has a giant abominable snowman. Not a lot of inflatables on this one.
Okay, but enough excitement. I was running late to meet Ken Perkle.
I'm not an inflatable guy.
Perkle has been living in the neighborhood for more than two decades, and he's been decorating the whole time, but he officially joined the Candy Cane Lane Committee in 2006.
I moved in, and I didn't know that Candy Cane Lane was quite like this. I thought, you know, this is a great thing, and it's a lot of fun, and I started decorating really, you know, a lot.
He refers to his style as traditionalist. Perkle doesn't have many LED lights or inflatables.
I got a lot of hodgepodge of it, a lot of different things. I got my big maple tree all lit up, and then I pick up things along the way.
In front of his house, he has a mannequin dressed up as Santa Claus leaning up against a fireplace mantle with an adult beverage, a sign that says Reindeer Crossing, along with an abundance of decor hanging from the tree.
I'm going to just say that I'm a fan of the penguins and the hot air balloon.
Yes. Yeah, there was a lady and her kids came through last night, and she goes, oh, yeah, the penguins from Madagascar, you know? And I go, yeah, they're up in the tree up there, you know?
I'm assuming your house is your favorite house.
There's a house on 94th Street that's very elaborate, very cool. You know, he's got all these lights on and stuff.
So we walked over.
Oh, that's the one?
Yeah, it's the one.
That's why I was a little late. I was staring at this one. There's so much to look at.
I know, and he does this all by himself.
Speaking of appearances, Perkle happens to look a lot like a certain famous jolly white-bearded man.
Hi, Santa!
Hey, guys, how are you doing tonight, huh?
Does that happen a lot?
It happens all the time. All year long.
A huge part of Candy Cane Lane is their annual partnership with Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer, also known as the MAC Fund. According to Perkle, they've been collecting donations since around 1987 to support a neighborhood kid who was diagnosed with cancer.
Jeremy Klein was diagnosed at 5 years old with cancer. And they started decorating, and people started driving through to look at their decorations. And some of the people said, you know what, we should go out there and put a bucket out there and get some money for the family. And they collected, I think, like $1,500 or $1,600 the first year. They thought, this is really good. So they contacted the MAC Fund, and they started Candy Cane Lane.
Since Candy Cane Lane started collecting donations, they've raised more than $3.5 million to the MAC Fund. And Jeremy Klein?
He's probably 45 years old now, you know, and he survived. He's a survivor.
Perkle plans to keep decorating his house and standing out in the street with the other volunteers as long as he can.
It's not only a tradition for us to decorate, it's a tradition for the people coming through. I'm getting to be close to 80 years old, and my body's wearing down, so I don't know how long I would be standing out here, but I'll probably be out here in a wheelchair and get somebody to decorate.
But before we left, WPR photojournalist Angela Major and I needed to do one final walk through Candy Cane Lane.
There's a NASCAR one on the corner right here. My brain is so happy to be here. There's so many things to look at.
Really cool.
Oh,
look at that.
That's so funny.
That was WPR Midday host and podcast producer Mallory Chang. Candy Cane Lane is open until Christmas Day. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.